The skin is invisible and comfortable and has lots of possibilities, including drug delivery. The second skin was developed by researchers at MIT, Massachusetts General, Living Proof, and Olivo Labs. Olivo is a new startup company focusing on further development of this product. Amir Nashat is CEO.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
What is the skin made out of and how does it work?
So our second skin material is actually a silicone polymer system. Silicones are used quite frequently as a polymer system in medical applications and other kinds of applications. For example, contact lenses are made out of breathable silicone materials. There's implants and other materials, including actually the material that a lot of the special effects departments use to create kind of scars and masks and stuff for actors. A lot of those materials are silicone, so it's a very well-established chemistry. What we did that's a little different than everybody else is figure out a way to create the silicone material on your skin in a very safe way. Instead of having it be preformed, prefabricated, it gets fabricated in a very thin layer on your skin when you put it on as a cream. And the two-step cream, you put kind of step one and step two on, and then it's able to form this really thin layer that's essentially almost invisible, breathes really well, moves around very well, very stretchy, and sticks to your skin nicely without any adhesive. That forms a really nice tight adhesion to the skin.
So how long does it last, and does it wash off?
Yeah, so we're still evaluating that. Different formulations we create, different product versions, will last different amounts of time, partly by the way we design them and for our intended use. We currently have versions which we believe last, in the majority of cases, I'd say probably 75-80% or more of time, well over a day. So you apply them, and they will last well over a day. They really only come off once your skin itself starts to, as you know, your skin is constantly kind of, the top layers of the skin are constantly kind of shedding off, in a sense. So it really comes off when the top layers of the skin start to shed off. That material can be used in a shower. You can wash it. It won't come off in a shower or a hot tub, swimming pool, et cetera. So we've used it in a variety of different instances. And other than kind of really rubbing it off, it'll kind of naturally come off when your skin comes off.
Who would be the ideal candidate for this and for what conditions?
You know, we're testing all of that now. The technology has... seems to have promise as a methodology for covering. You can put like tints and colors in it, so we can cover up cases where people have either really bad scars or discoloration. There's a number of medical conditions where people have pretty bad discoloration as a consequence, and it can be pretty debilitating. Children have these as well as adults. So there's a lot of opportunity there where you're not really putting makeup on, you're essentially putting on a matched skin color, and it lasts all day or multiple days. The kids can go to school. They doesn't rub off. They don't have that stigma associated with them. And then there's those cases. There's other cases where the material could provide, we're testing this now, but could provide a barrier in skin that's been compromised. So what happens in skin in certain medical conditions, we broadly call them eczema, but different kinds of dermatitis. The skin's ability to be a barrier between the outside world and inside gets compromised, and so people have eczema or atopic dermatitis or contact dermatitis, different kinds of dermatitis. And so this material can add a layer of protection. In those cases, we're testing that now. We have to see if it's true or not, but it's a potential opportunity. And then there's also a potential opportunity to put various active ingredients inside the film and deliver them. So drugs, for example, we can put sunscreens in if we wanted to. I mentioned we can put color and tint inside. We can put vitamins in the film. So a whole series of different products can be created with each of those applications as well. So it's a platform technology. We're currently evaluating all those uses. We have to see if which of those actually work, the technology actually works in which of those cases, and then which one makes sense for customers and patients.
Thanks, Amir. You can see a video of the second skin on our website at wvxu.org. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.